This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Garcia.
I want to talk today about an opinion piece that appeared on the Al Jazeera America Network. It's by Dan Frumkin. He says journalists need to hold politicians accountable for extremist actions and not we shouldn't be enabling them. And he's talking about the government shutdown. And he says, as almost all political reporters full well know, Republicans staged a series of last-ditch efforts to use a once-routine budget procedure to force Democrats to abandon their efforts to extend U.S. health insurance. And holding the entire government hostage while demanding the de facto repeal of a president's signature legislation, and not even bothering to negotiate, is by any reasonable standard an extreme political act. It's an attempt to make an end run around the normal legislative process. There's no historical precedent for it. And he thinks journalists instead are trying to balance their coverage instead of pointing out that there are these extremist actions that have caused the government to shut down, at least in his opinion. What do you think? Should reporters be holding these extremist factions accountable for the government shutdown, or is it our duty to put the information out there and let the audience decide whether these are extremist actions?
Well, you know, that's a really hard one because it's really dependent upon, I believe it's dependent upon the issue at hand. Are we supposed to be objective in our reporting? Well, historically, yes. You know, that's been something that we've strived for is to be objective. But I do think that as journalists, we're also the watchdogs for the American people, mm-hmm. at least in our country. And we should be looking into things. And if we find that, you know, there is some kind of extremist action, I do think that we should be holding people accountable. Do we necessarily have to have every single side to the story? No. Should we be aware of it? Yeah, we should be aware of it to be able to frame our story.
I would agree. Part of a journalist's job is to hold politicians and public officials accountable and to help the audience understand what's going on. You don't want to just regurgitate information, mm-hmm. give equal time to each side, and then let the audience sort it out. You have to help them make sense of it. And the way you do that, I think, with objectivity, you can have objectivity, I think, in your method, but also still have a point of view. Mm-hmm. As long as you're doing a lot of reporting and getting lots of points of view, talking to diverse sources and really gathering the facts, you can still gather the facts in a way that is accurate and makes sense of what's happening and help people reach a conclusion. I think you can kind of steer them to a conclusion with the facts that you gather.
Do you think reporters fear being labeled liberal or being biased if they point out that it's these extremist conservatives that are holding the government hostage? You know, we have, I think the right has sort of become the squeaky wheel getting the oil, and they have their network with Fox and the shouting heads on Fox that are always accusing the media of being liberal. And do you think there's a fear of that in trying to present a balanced coverage of the shutdown?
Reporters are always being labeled. I mean, that's just something that is going to happen because the American public can label us if they want to, if they choose to. So I think that we shouldn't hold back from reporting just because we're in fear of how maybe our audience may perceive us. If we are going out, we're news gathering, we're looking. And I do agree with Lisa about the process of news gathering. You can do it objectively. You're looking for information to bring to your audience, and you can go at it in an objective way. Now, how your story ends up, how you frame or angle your story, is that's a whole other thing after you've done the news gathering process. So when it comes down to it, you may end up maybe coming down to one side of the argument because that's where the facts have led you.
I do worry that reporters are holding back or maybe giving more time to the Tea Party element or right-wing faction than because of that. They're afraid of that liberal label or they're afraid of being cast that way. I don't have any way to prove it, but I do worry about that. And if I could just come back to the subject of Fox News, I heard an interview with Tom Friedman, the New York Times columnist, on the radio, and he was blaming three different factors for the shutdown, and one of the factors was the media he blamed. And he specifically talked about how Sean Hannity on Fox was putting faces and pictures of the congressmen who were thinking of voting for a clean bill to restore government funding and no strings attached. He's putting them on his show and saying that they're going to wimp out and you need to call. He was, urging the audience to call them up. And
like a wanted poster in the post office.
And being very intimidating. So he's going beyond the role of a journalist and just campaigning for one side.
Yeah, well, and he's not a journalist. He's a talk show host, and that's one of the things that bothers me is when we hear about the media, we all get lumped in together, and I wouldn't consider what I do to be similar to what Sean Hannity does.
Right, and that's something I explain to my students from day one when we come in for our writing classes is that you've probably watched a lot of news channels, and you think that you know who journalists are. You don't know who journalists are, or maybe your family doesn't, your community doesn't. I mean, news gatherers are a different sort, and a lot of where people are getting their news are from entertainers, commentators, those kinds of people.
I may be opening a new can of worms here, but I think the American public deserves some of the blame, too, for not paying attention to what's going on. A couple weeks ago, a late-night talk show, Jimmy Kimmel, sent someone out on the street to ask people, which do you prefer, the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare?
Right.
Which, as we know, are
same thing.
And you had people giving very definitive answers one way or the other. And I know this was edited for comedic effects, but still, people were saying they preferred either Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. And even locally, a week ago there was a forum held by the Macomb School District to talk about its finances. And somebody I know posted something to Facebook afterwards saying, boy, only 60 people showed up. It was a small turnout. And I'm pretty sure at least one person wrote, boy, I didn't even know about this. And, it's been in the newspaper. It's been on the radio station. It was on our community calendar. We can put the information out there, but if no one's paying attention, it doesn't matter. We could write the greatest story ever about an issue as complicated as the government shutdown, but if no one is paying attention, like no one apparently was paying attention with the Macomb School District issue, what good does it do?
Well, I think people think they're informed because maybe they're on Facebook and they think they're getting all their news that way. The thing is they're picking where they get it. People, if they choose to be closed-minded about something, they're not going to go look for the other information. And I think that is our job as a journalist is to kind of open and broaden horizons. The problem is, can we lead a horse to water? You can't get them to drink, So that is something that we fight against.
That is frustrating. And locally, I mean, I really think at the local level, that kind of news is part of what keeps the fabric of a community together.
With that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.